Mr. Deasy stared sternly for some moments over the mantelpiece at the shapely bulk of a man in tartan filibegs. Albert Edward, Prince of Wales.
"You think me an old fogey and an old Tory," his thoughtful voice said. "I saw three generations since O'Connell's time. I remember the famine. Do you know that the Orange Lodges agitated for repeal of the Union 20 years before O'Connell did, or before the prelates of your communion denounced him as a demagogue? You Fenians forget some things."
Glorious, pious, and immortal memory, the Lodge of Diamond in Armagh, the splendid behung with corpses of papishes, horse, masked and armed, the Planter's Covenant, the Black North and True Blue Bible, Croppies Lie Down. Stephen sketched a brief gesture.
"I have rebel blood in me too," Mr. Deasy said, "on the Spindle side, but I am descended from Sir John Blackwood, who voted for the Union. We are all Irish, all king's sons."
"Alas," Stephen said.
"Per vias rectas," Mr. Deasy said firmly, "was his motto. He voted for it and put on his top boots to ride to Dublin from the Ards of Down to do so."
Louder and rather rock he rode to Dublin. A gruff squire on horseback with shiny top boots. "Soft day, Sir John, soft day, Your Honour, day, day." Two top boots jogged dangly on to Dublin. Louder, 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 louder.
"That reminds me," Mr. Deasy said. "You can do me a favour, Mr. Dedalus, with some of your literary friends. I have a letter here for the press. Sit down a moment. I've just to copy the end."